At one time, it was one of the nation's most important forts, but that's not how people would know it today. The story of one very famous rock is a destination of thousands of tourists headed to San Francisco, and we'll visit it on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It's one of the country's best-known prisons, and although San Francisco's Alcatraz prison closed in the late 1960s, its beginnings can be traced to over a century before then.
Alcatraz, as the prison, would have existed if it hadn't been for Fortress Alcatraz, which came much, much earlier in the 1850s.
George DeGarian is a ranger and guide at Alcatraz, which is today a part of the National Park System. That early fortress served to protect the young state of California.
What the Army wanted to do was to set up a triad of defense, three forts. Two still exist, one under the Golden Gate Bridge at Fort Point and the second one at Alcatraz. The idea was that if ships were fast enough to pass Fort Point and its guns, that Alcatraz would blow that ship out of the water.
But soon the fortress on this island in the middle of the bay was obsolete, and the Army had to decide on a new function for the buildings.
Then the Army decided to use its natural isolation to its benefit, and they changed the name from U.S. Army Fortress Alcatraz to one of my favorite euphemisms, U.S. Army Disciplinary Barracks Alcatraz, which meant military prison. And so it was the military that built this cell house, that built what we know now as Alcatraz.
Once the switch was made from fort to prison, this grew to be a major military prison for the Army.
Alcatraz was the major military prison in the West. Military prisoners from the Spanish-American War, from the Indian Wars, and from World War I came here to Alcatraz.
We'll have more of the story of Alcatraz next time as we travel the countryside in San Francisco, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.